on community leadership. I went along thinking it would be for young people, but I turned out to be the only kid there. I didn't care. I hung around because I'm always curious and wanted to know what they were up to. I just about fell over when they began to discuss violence in the home. It seems crazy, but I never knew that people talked about things like that. I thought, Ave Maria, because it was like coming to a place where people really understood what was happening to me. I thought, this is exactly what I have been looking for, because these people also talked about how we could change things for ourselves. It was like the perfect glove slipping onto my hand. It never bothered me that I was only 12 and they were adults. I never thought, oh, I can't do this because I am too young. I understood everything they were saying and knew right away that I could also be a community leader.
So, Beto went from being a real problem child to deciding he could be a community leader. Let's go over the steps that took him in that direction. Back when Beto was a little kid, Herman beat him up all the time. At first, Beto reacted by acting out at school, but later he found other ways to escape his problems. He played a lot of fantasy games, and he became an altar boy at his church. Through the church, he joined a theater and dance group, and the group led him to a workshop on community leadership. Even though Beto was the only kid there, he understood what the adults were talking about, and he knew he could become a leader. I bet he'll get involved with the peace movement through this workshop. Continue reading on page 80, the last paragraph with, "The workshop was run by an organization."
The workshop was run by an organization called Corporación Regional. Over the next few months, I went to many more of their training sessions, and often I was the youngest in the room by almost a decade. They liked me coming along. I was like their mascot. And because of those sessions, I began